Janitara Begum, and I work in Operation Unite, and you're tuned to 90.7 FM WGXC. ACRA.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and dummies. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to Stars and Stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Like good old tap water. Just turn it on and get it.
Forgotten Geek with Corey McCaslin, broadcasting from his console room on WGXC 90.7 FM. On we march into Geek Speak. Turns out a Riverdale actress has been living a plotline I'm sure the writers have asked themselves, why haven't we done that? Marisol Nichols, who portrayed Veronica's mother last season, revealed to Marie Claire she's been moonlighting the last 6 years as an undercover agent with the FBI to serve as bait for sting operations against sex trafficking and child predators. Deadline then broke that, of course, the rights to the article had been optioned, Sony Television beginning early development with Nichols as producer and likely star. Even the Bat God can't defeat the COVID, as days after Warner's announced production had been shut down due to a detected case, Vanity Fair broke that R-Pat himself has tested positive and is isolating. Speaking of troubled productions, in spite of the increasingly bitter back and forth between Cyborg actor Ray Fisher and Warner Brothers over the former's accusations of abusive conditions on Justice League, they are still talking to him about reprising the role of Vic Stone for The Flash, speeding through the Flashpoint of the multiverse, not the actual title. Phil Lord and Chris Miller's first Spider-Man adjacent show may end up being about Silk, the other person bit by the irradiated / genetically enhanced spider. Variety reporting they are negotiating with Good Trouble and atypical writer Lauren Moon to showrun. Netflix confirmed rumors of a new trip to Raccoon City with Supernatural producer Andrew Dabb showrunning a Resident Evil live-action series. It will follow two timelines, the first focusing on sisters Jade and Billy Wesker. Gee, wonder who they're related to. Moving to the original game setting, while also jumping ahead 15 years to a post-apocalyptic Earth inhabited by only 15 million people. Deadline reports the CW's going into the story of the gamers themselves for their developing show GG, Good Game, a comedy drama about a young woman who joined an esports team. The search for new-ish programming to fill COVID-ravaged schedules has taken CBS back to the final frontier, as starting September 24th, they will start airing Star Trek Discovery Season 1 on the original terrestrial network. Through Twitter, it was also announced the third season will introduce the franchise's first recurring non-binary / transgender characters. New crew recruit the non-binary Adira, portrayed by Blue Del Barrio, and Ian Alexander as transgender Gray, a Trill hoping to fulfill their lifelong dream of becoming a host for the symbiotic ankylosaurs. Lower Decks is killing it with critics and most viewers, because Trekkies, and it's inspired its first copycat. TV Line announced Fox has begun development on The X-Files Albuquerque, focused on the B team to Mulder and Scully's A. And as Lower Decks was partly Rick and Morty, but in Starfleet, it's to be expected CBS All Access would once the companion show, fitting that frame. Deadline saying that along with Family Guy producer Kirker Butler and Grinch director Scott Mosier, they're developing The Multiverse, an animated comedy about a family going through a divorce that sees the children split in time between their earthbound dad and their alien warrior queen mother. Dear CW, no, no, and once again no, they should not be saved once again by live-action Powerpuff Girls. Nothing against exec producer Diablo Cody, but once again, no. Remember that Tiger King craze? Seems like so long ago. NBC Universal has picked up the Kate McKinnon as Carol Baskin miniseries to air on NBC, USA Network, and Peacock. Closing out this Geekspeak blog with a Rift Tracks live update, as the former SOL inhabitants announced that they originally scheduled for August and October, then rescheduled to just October shows for the Hobgoblins re-riff and the riff of Amityville 4, Patty Duke vs. the Evil Lamp, have been pushed back to next June and October, respectively. To make up for this, on October 21st, they'll be premiering in hopefully socially distanced theaters Jack-O, a Pumpkinhead ripoff. The first set today begins with Cilla Black's Work is a Four-Letter Word.
There are girls that some men will slave for to provide the things that they pray for. Why do you think work is a four-letter word? Loving you is driving me crazy. People say that you were born lazy, 'cause you think that work is a four-letter word. Don't waste your life, there is so much I know you can do. Let me see you wide awake and take all the world that is waiting for you. If you'll try, I'll be right behind you, and my love will help to remind you to forget that work is a four-letter word. I don't want a house that's a show place. I just
baby, here am I. Oh, well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. And I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore.
What you gonna do, what you gonna do when you find out the one you thought you had is gone? Yes, he's gone. What you gonna do, what you gonna do when you find out the one you thought you had is gone? Yes, he's gone. You're a faster treating me, man. Faster treating my mind. When you gonna learn, when you gonna learn that the only way to keep a man around is treat him right. Treat him right. When you're gonna learn, when you're gonna learn that the only way to keep a man around is treat him right. Treat him right. You're a fast-treating female. Fast-treating from the you did it anyway, you did it anyway. Ran around on me and left me standing here alone. All alone. You did it anyway, you did it anyway. Ran around on me and left me standing here alone. All alone. You're a fast-treating female.
You just heard Charlie Brown's Generation singing about a faster treating female. Prior to that was Buddy Holly saying it doesn't matter anymore. And it began with Cilla Black preaching work is a four-letter word. In the, well, at least it's for a movie that actually needs improving subcategory of special editions, Paramount announced a December limited theatrical followed by home and digital release for Mario Puzo's The Godfather, Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone. A massive 4K restoration and re-edit of Godfather 3 that Coppola says is as close as they can get to a better conclusion for the Corleone saga. Doubt it'll include a redub of Sophia's performance or a better hairdo for Pacino, though. Biopic slash docudrama Run Through Time, Paramount and Sons of Anarchy / Luke Cage producer Charles Murray and Lionel Richie are developing a long overdue biopic on Sammy Davis Jr., which will focus on his life from his time in vaudeville in the Army to meeting the chairman of the board. Richie is also working with Disney on a jukebox musical based around his catalog. TriStar won the auction for I Wanna Dance With Somebody, a Whitney Houston biopic by Bohemian Rhapsody writer Anthony McCartan, targeted for a 2022 release. Collider reports Devil Wears Prada director David Frankel has signed on to attempt a better biopic of John Belushi than Wired, and is talking to Sonic the Hedgehog's Adam Pally, Bless the Hearts' Ike Barinholtz, and Aubrey Plaza to respectively play Belushi, Aykroyd, and Belushi's widow. Driving Miss Daisy director Bruce Bursaford's signed on to helm Clear Lake, which will focus on Buddy Holly's teen years and his and Clarence Collins' breaking of racial barriers through their 1958 tour. Variety reports Fox has taken music biodrama in a seasonal anthology direction, developing Icon, which will focus on a different musician each season, the first telling the story of Naomi and Winona Judd. Dave Franco told Insider he's working to bring the story of the whitest rapper ever, Vanilla Ice, to the screen, based off the Blacklist-nominated script To the Extreme. Kristen Stewart will portray Princess Diana and Spencer from Jackie director Pablo Lorraine, which centers on the 3 days in which she later said led her to decide she was done with the royal pageantry. A very different kind of princess will get the HBO treatment. Collider announced that they're developing a mini-series based on the podcast Tabloid, The Making of Ivanka Trump. The docudrama category includes an untitled mini-series from 24-hour Party People helmer Michael Winterbottom about the UK coronavirus response. Matt Reeves will produce Quibi's Clickbait about a group of Macedonian teens who raked in a fortune creating fake news during previous Worst Year Ever contender 2016. Now here's Kokomo Blues by Mississippi Fred McDowell.
Well, Kokomo me beat, Kokomo me right, Kokomo your dead I'll be back tomorrow night crying to hide. Wanna go down that living light city, sweet old Kokomo. Well, that Kokomo and beep, Kokomo me right, Kokomo your dad I be back tomorrow night crying high. Wanna go down that living light city, sweet old Kokomo. Hey, play it on out there. Keep on playing. Never will, just the way God love and wanna get somebody killed crying high. Baby, don't you wanna go down that living light city, sweet old Kokomo. One and one and two, three more make six. Keep messing around, baby, while get somebody trick crying high. Baby, don't you wanna go down that right, live a nice, sweet old cold.
Yeah.
After Mississippi, Fred McDowell sang the Kokomo Blues, you heard I Bet You by Funkadelic. Ain't no pandemic stopping the King of Songs. Deadline reporting I Am Not Okay With This co-creator Christy Hall will pen the latest attempt to bring Stephen King's A Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon to screen. Heat Vision reports Ryan Murphy and Jason Blum are developing for Netflix the short story adaptation Mr. Harrigan's Phone. And the re-adaptation of the Masters' timely once more classic The Stand will hit CBS All Access December 17th. As Whoopi's playing Mother Abigail this time around, that's a good way to transition to remake slash reboot slash whatever news. Black is King co-director Blitz Bozzowol has been tapped to direct the film of the stage musical remake of The Color Purple, according to Deadline. Having produced the first good Michael Myers-focused Halloween sequel, Blumhouse is looking to replicate that. Variety reporting John Carpenter is in the early stages with them on revisiting The Thing in some form. The titular chainsaw hit a bit of a jam as one week into filming, directors Andy and Ryan Tohill have exited the next Texas Chainsaw Massacre installment over creative differences. Legendary Pictures quickly tapped Emmy-winning director slash cinematographer David Blue Garcia to start from scratch. Veteran character actor slash martial artist Ron Ewan has been tapped by Universal and Netflix to take 47 Ronin into the future with a sequel to the 2013 Keanu-led action fantasy. The next installment, filming next year, will jump forward 300 years later to a cyberpunk take on the original story. Possibly signaling a new wave of Michael Crichton adaptations, HBO and Westworld producer slash writer Denise Thuh are developing a new adaptation of the 1987 Alien Artifacts Under the Sea novel Spear, previously and disastrously adapted into a 1995 all-star film. Wasn't expecting to make this joke, and I liked the movie as a kid. Troop Beverly Hills, The Next Generation, not the actual title. Israeli director Oren Zegman will make her feature debut with a sequel to the 1989 Shelley Duvall comedy bomb-turned-feminist cult favorite. Leonard Nimoy is probably not caring in his grave, as The Hollywood Reporter announced Zac Efron will star in a remake of Three Men and a Baby, especially since that itself was a remake of a French comedy, as was the style at the time. And yeah, why not another Nutty Professor redo? Can't be any worse than Dr. Dolittle 2020. Deadline reports those who are bringing you Scream 5 will make a third go at the Jerry Lewis, later Eddie Murphy transformation comedies. And now, taking us into the second half of Forgotten Geek on WGXC will be this selection from National Lampoon's Lemmings. Papa was a running dog lackey of the Bergios.
Have nothing to lose but your time what I could get instead. What are you gonna go for? What are you gonna go for? What are you gonna go for? Revolution action!
Last set of WGXC's Forgotten Geeks started with National Lampoon, The Crying Papa Was a Running Dog, Lackey of the Burgess. Then Atari Teenage Riot calling for revolution action by any means necessary. Our next set starts with the Rollins Band 1 and 2, Disconnect.
Past talking about your damage and you're wasting my time. Wanna be the king, I can't stand in line. All the numbers and the colors and the facts, backed by the rumors and the figures and the stats. I think I'm gonna download my mind. I wanna pull it out, yeah. I wanna pull it out, damn. Hey, I wanna break it all down, yeah. Disconnect myself. I wanna pull it out, yeah, yeah. I wanna pull it out, hey, yeah. Disconnect myself. Disconnect myself. We'll be right back.
Set started with Rollins' band Disconnect, followed by Adrenaline Mob's cover of Duran Duran's Come Undone, and ended with Backdoor by Clan of Xymox. Thanks for listening to Forgotten Geek. This has been Corey McCaslin. Our final sets today starts with goth/darkwave/post-punk supergroup Remission International's COVID charity single covering the Mission's 1988 classic Tower of Strength. Original lead singer Wayne Hussey enlisted Gary Newman, Cure co-founder Lowell Tolhurst, Martin Gore, Budgie of Susie and the Banshees, Rachel Goswell of Slowdive, and many others, including the reunion of Gene Love Jezebel's Jay and Michael Aston. After that, we'll hear a chunk of the live soundboard back in track for Depeche Mode's Enjoy the Silence. Have a good day and stay safe.
when I'm on the floor. You see me through when I'm lonely again and I'm feeling true to the written word. And you're true to me, but still I need more. It would tear me apart to feel